This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as today I call your attention to the great need for our putting first things first. Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you." Now get your Bible, if you will, and turn with me to Luke chapter 10 and begin reading with verse 38. We have the account of Mary and Martha having Jesus as a guest in their home. Now as they went on their way, he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at the Lord's feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and she came up to him and said, "Lord, dost thou not care that my sister did leave me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me." But the Lord answered and said unto her, "Martha, Martha, thou art anxious and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful, for Mary hath chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her." Now you see, Martha was involved in a situation in which she was doing a thing, that is, the preparing of the meal to be a hospitable woman in her own home, which within and of itself was good and right. But she made a mistake of being a slave to the second best, of not putting first things first. All of us can recall times in our lives when we've made that kind of mistake. I know when I was just a boy, 1 week before I was to enter the sixth grade, my father awoke me one morning telling me the house was on fire and telling all of us children to grab something that was of value and to get out of the house. Now, at that stage in my life, the thing I was most interested in was baseball and football and other things. And it just so happened that I'd been making a scrapbook out of the pictures of baseball players, which I'd cut out of the newspapers and magazines, men like Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, and so forth. And so on my way out, what I saved was not the family silverware, which was worth a great deal of money, but I saved this baseball scrapbook, which was hardly worth anything at all, certainly not to anybody else other than myself. And I recall reading about a woman in a similar circumstance who'd been making quilts for the poor. And she awakened one morning with her house on fire. And no doubt because her mind had been so much on the quilts, when she thought about getting out and at the same time saving something, she thought about these quilts. And so she grabbed a number of these quilts and ran out into the night. And as she reached the crowd which had gathered just outside, she suddenly threw the quilts in the air, screamed, and turned to run back into the house, while others grabbed a restrainer because the house was at the point of collapse. You see, the thing that had slipped her mind was that her baby was in the house. While she had saved the quilts, she had lost her baby. There's nothing wrong with saving quilts, of course, but it certainly was a mighty poor decision in the situation in which her child was lost in the flames. Now, so it is with Mary and Martha. Martha made a bad decision. She had the opportunity of sitting at the feet of Jesus and listening to him explain to her the will of God. But she made the decision to go into the kitchen and prepare the meal. When Martha has been working back in the kitchen and finally she comes to Jesus and asks him, "Lord, does it not bother you that Mary has left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, to come and help me." Perhaps Martha had been rattling the pans around in the kitchen trying to attract Mary's attention so that she would come and help her. But the Lord makes clear to Martha that she is the one, not Mary, who has made the mistake. He said, "Martha, you are cumbered about much serving, but Mary has chosen the good part." You see, there wasn't anything wrong, per se, of Martha preparing the meal and being a hospitable woman. But she'd made a wrong decision in passing up the great opportunity of sitting at the feet of our blessed Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, we want to continue with this thought in our next lesson, but I want to leave you with a plea that you think today, what is really most important in your life? If it isn't Christ, then you're making a mistake.